I'm so heavy, heavy, heavy in your arms.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rose and Ari and Twi Talk.
And
what?
Ari?
I did say Ari.
And Rose.
And Ari and Rose.
I thought we could do it backwards.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah,
okay. All right, never mind. Maybe next time.
Anyway.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
Well, we were going to focus on the Bella haters.
Yes, we were. And we're thinking about this because we went to the movie and we got out and a bunch of people who had actually beforehand had read the books and didn't think Bella was a player got out of the movie and thought that Bella was a player.
Yes, that's right. And I was just thinking, I was saying to Ari about how when I read the books the first time through, I thought, man, she's a player. Edward! Punish her.
But he didn't.
He didn't! But it wasn't until the second time through, and the third, and the fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh, and eighth. No. that I actually realised that Bella's not a player.
Yeah, well, this is the thing,
I think
too.
These people need to reread the books.
When we got into
or read them.
Yeah, when we got to the books, right, and Edward doesn't punish her, why doesn't Edward punish her? Why? Do we know why? Of course we know why. Because she's not a player, man.
He knows.
It was his fault because he left her.
Like, didn't he say something about the stitches? Like, Jake was the stitches that
held her together during that
time. They're not going to just vanish.
Disappear, yeah. Although,
that's right.
You know, like those actual stitches that they put in that do actually just vanish.
Yeah, but they slowly vanish.
Yeah,
slowly.
That's true.
So. And they always leave a little scar, like the little dots along the
scar. So I guess it was an apt, you know, comparison. Okay, so this is the reasons why I can see that people think that Bella's a player. Because in the movie, everything moves really, really quickly, right?
Yeah.
And then in the books, you can actually see her pain, like about the conflict that she's going through with Jake and stuff. But in the movie, because everything's moving so quickly, you can't see it.
No, that's,
you know,
true.
Like, they don't show her at the end just falling apart and sobbing her eyes out,
rages because
of that Jacob thing. And you just don't see that. So this is the reasons that we came up with that Jake Bella isn't a player. Number one, do you remember?
Why do you think
Bella's not a player?
I can't remember.
Okay, why is Bella not a player? Okay, first of all, because player also speaks to intention, I think.
Mm.
The word player actually is somebody who's intending to play two people against each other.
Ah.
Whereas her intention is not that at all. Her intention is to basically, she wants to be with Edward, but she doesn't want Jake to be miserable. That's it. Those are her intentions. All right.
I was just thinking how jingle should really be. The pinky and the brain. The pinky and the brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. Okay.
I love that show.
Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, so what else have we got about why Bella's not a player?
I really like that. I think that alone really, like, but, like, I like how you talked about, remember you were talking about it and you were saying, like, how when she kisses him, she actually sees a future with him?
Yeah, that's right.
She doesn't kiss him at first in the book,
no.
Hey? Remember, like, at first he does the old stand there with arms around and he's like, come on, Bella, you can do better than that.
And then she kind of, like,
and then she sort of lets go and she actually sees a future. And while she's kissing him, she's enjoying, like, getting into it, not because she's a player, but because she sees that future if she stays human.
Yeah. And so it's not just about Jake at that point, it's about her whole choice, about leaving her whole family behind, about being human, about being the ability to have kids, because she pictures their kids.
Yeah.
And that's actually a big deal.
It is.
It is a really big deal, giving up the ability to have children, you know. At that point, that's all she knows. She'll definitely be giving up that thing, that aspect of a human life. And that would be really hard to make.
And that's taken away from Charlie, Renee, because they won't have grandchildren.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
But little did they know. Okay, that's another episode.
Yeah. But then there's also, like, the stuff about Bella, like, so for instance, why does she initially kiss him? It's because Jake overhears Edward, who has actually betrayed her trust.
He betrays
her trust then.
It's a game between Jake and Edward at that point.
Yeah, they're actually the players at that point, not
they
her.
They are.
Yeah. And so everybody seems to kind of let them off for the things that they do because their intentions are noble. Like, when Edward leaves her, his intention is to save her and keep her safe. But what he actually is a heartbreaker at that point. But no one calls him that. No one says, Edward, you lose a heartbreaker, you know, at that point. Or when Jake kind of manipulates her by saying, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, I'm going to just go off and kill myself.
Yeah, if you don't, you know,
basically.
Nobody calls him a manipulating drama queen at
yeah.
that point.
Come it on, Jake, what a drama queen.
Bella. So, you know, we can't call Bella a player and let the guys get off scot-free.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's part of our thoughts on it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Let us know what you think on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what you said. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's our stuff about Bella for today. I mean, we might come up with some other ideas.
I think that's something we could
develop.
Spend a couple of our episodes on. Because maybe I might be a bit better prepared next time. and have
not
another jingle.
Pinky and the brain. I think we might start with that next time.
I think so. Well, we definitely have to do one. Yeah. But moving on to our next topic is our Sparkle article.
Yeah, Jerome's found this really cool article today. I thought it was really fun. It's talking about... Not that article. It's the other one.
Just tricky!
I Know Why Vampires Sparkle by who? K.T. Holt or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's kind of cool because it sort of... It basically breaks down why vampires sparkle. And it sort of shatters. It's a scientific breakdown, people. This is like real-world science.
Yeah, vampires are real.
Yeah, and so it breaks down, and it tells you, like, you know, like how everyone's the common misconception that vampires are related to bats somehow because, you know, they're nocturnal and stuff like that. We really know that the Twilight vampires, which are the only true vampires that we acknowledge in our Twilight books, these Twilight vampires are not just nocturnal, are they? They don't sleep at all. So
no.
It's not like
they're
sleeping all day. Yeah.
Which makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Why would they need to?
So, it starts off by saying that instead of being related to bats, well, it doesn't say that, but I say that, they're related to bugs.
Ooh, bugs.
Yeah, bugs, that's right. And so that's what they basically are, vampires, is highly evolved bugs. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, highly evolved bugs. Okay, and then they must... And there's lots of ways that they're similar to bugs, right? So they must feed before they reproduce. Okay, and Dro said what?
I said, but they can't reproduce because they're vampires.
But we know that they actually do reproduce by creating other vampires by horizontal gene transfer, which some bugs actually do. Apparently.
Very clever, and that's why I'm the brain and you're pinky.
Yes, I know. Insane. All right. What else do we have related to...
I read something about the butterflies or something.
Yeah, right at the end. That's why they sparkle.
Some butterflies sparkle.
Yeah, because they have... They're covered in tiny iridescent scales, just like butterflies. And also, did you know that
you can actually Google this article. Just type in, I know why vampires sparkle. Anyway, sorry. Carry on.
Yeah. And so it's talking about, I like the part up here where it talks about, like, all the different things that it has. Like, for instance, why do vampires have superhuman abilities? Because the tiger beetle is technically the fastest running land animal.
Wow.
And the strongest animal in the world is the horned dung beetle.
Wow.
Insects also have incredible vision.
Mm.
Most see colours invisible to humans.
Wow.
And bees see in colour at 5 times the speed we're able.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, vampires don't. And other insects
don't breathe like we do.
Yep,
nor do they possess a human heartbeat.
Yeah, and I like where it says up here too, like they're basically cold. What does it say about... They're ectothermic. That's the one.
Wow.
They're ectothermic, just like bugs. So, basically,
stone-like
vampires,
skin.
Yeah, vampires are overgrown butterflies.
I like it.
Yeah.
So they are real, and they could eventually evolve, and we probably do have some vampires. I think I saw one the other day.
Yeah, so people just
he
watch
left
out.
The house in a Hawaiian top, and he's really white legs.
Actually, I think I saw one of those at my house,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Hawaiian vampires.
So watch out for Hawaiian butterflies, people.
Yeah.
Now, if you see a Hawaiian butterfly, I'd say steer clear.
Or just slap it.
Yeah,
just
vampires in the making. Although, we love vampires.
We do, but they may be bad. They might be bad.
Yeah.
Unless you can, like, put them in a jar and cultivate them so they become good vampires.
Instead of, like...
Only feed them animal blood.
If you know Carlisle, I think, then it would be safe.
Yeah.
Butterflies are safe. But if you don't know Carlisle, because, you know, I wouldn't risk it.
No, don't take that risk.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
We've got to go.
Well, we better go because we've got to do stuff.
Yeah. Busy
guys. We just wanted to, like... we just wanted to, like, say hi and sort of get our first episode up.
Yeah.
And... okay, this one was a bit rushed, but we promise next one's going to be, like, fully, like, taking it easy, taking it slow.
And it's going to take it to a whole nother level. Yeah, well, next, we've kind of decided to sort of maybe write basic backstories for some of the characters as well. Just, you know, not actually write them down, but come up with ideas about what the backstories could be. And my one that I'm thinking of right now is the backstory to Alice's creator.
So if you have any thoughts on that, make sure you jot it down on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I like it. Way to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, over and out, homies. Oh, no. What?
What? What you said.
Yeah.
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain.
One is a genius,
the other's even cleverer.
Oh, come on, come on.